The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Windwater Productions, whose latest release is called International Steel Guitar by David Belmont and Brent Arnold. It's an album of duets for dobro and cello, inspired by world music from Persia to China, Africa to America. David Belmont and Brent Arnold's International Steel Guitar is available from Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers.
One, two. No, we are definitely rolling. I'm going to put you on... Say something, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on speakerphone.
Speaking from his soon-to-be-vacant home in London, William Orbit, who might be considered something of a technical nerd, is trying to figure out his phone.
This is really embarrassing, because now I don't know how to turn... I've turned on the speakerphone. How the bloody hell do you turn the thing off? One, two... You're still on speakerphone, and I think you may have to ring back.
I do, and for 2 hours, William Orbit regales me with long tales and theories of music, the record industry, and even politics. His voice echoes off the walls of his studio, which he has pretty much dismantled in preparation for a move to Southern California. But home is relative for a musician who recorded his new album in 11 different locations from Las Vegas to London. William Orbit was born William Wainwright in London in 1958, and he had a fairly sedate career until 1998. He was recording atmospheric electronic music as Strange Cargo and electronic dance music as Bass-O-Matic. Then he got a call to produce Madonna's Ray of Light. Orbit brought his special sound to Madonna's music, making it the singer's most atmospheric album ever.
People will say that Ray of Light was kind of Strange Cargo with Madonna on top. I dispute that, by the way, but I've heard it said. Clearly, my sound and her sound fused together, and people maybe attribute some of that sound purely to me, whereas in fact it was, you know, the two of us created Ray of Light.
When Madonna's album hit big, William Orbit became a first-call producer for many musicians, including Beck, Pink, The Cure, Blur, and most recently, and surprisingly, Britney Spears.
I did. She's a performer of the highest quality, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense at all. She does the job brilliantly. You know, as I said in a previous tweet, I think, got passed around, she only has to sing two words and you know who it is. And I've become to realize what a fabulous voice she has. It isn't like a generic voice, it's Britney Spears' voice. And she's a fabulous entertainer.
In all of his collaborations, the impact of William Orbit is obvious and distinct. Much of that comes from the unique sound world he creates, an aural palette which has been developed on his Strange Cargo albums and CDs like Hello Waveforms from 2006.
I do obsess on every sound has to have. There can never be a cop-out sound, ever, for me. It's just an obsession. It's why tracks take so long sometimes. But there can never be a cop-out note.
As if he was launched by a snapped rubber band, William Orbit has spun in the opposite direction from his pop productions for a pair of new albums. One is a classical symphonic work, and the other is Strange Cargo 5. Following on the themes of previous Strange Cargo albums, imagery for the visually influenced musician is drawn from oceanic and celestial spaces. Take Milky Way Station.
I visualized a long, far away, deep space, remote outpost in the middle of the Milky Way. Not a new trope at all. You know, I've been reading science fiction since I was could barely read. As a human race, we discovered how to send people into the most remote part of our known world, which is outer space, and the solitude of that and the kind of purity of it really appeals to me.
Among the personal sound palette that William Orbit generates is an instrument you often forget he plays. He's known as a synthesist, but Orbit's primary instrument is actually a guitar.
I like the guitar, I do love playing it. I mean, I do. It's the one thing that is probably the most, like, connected with, you know, it's when you do stuff that's largely programmed and sort of using tricks and technology and... You know, I make music like painting, you know, it really is, you know, just splashing it on or creating a sort of, you know, chiaroscuro. It sounds a bit high-minded, but that is what I do. And then you get a guitar out and it's like, no, now it's real music. You have got it in your hand and it communicates very well.
At another extreme is Orbit Symphonic. He's already recorded two CDs called Pieces in a Modern Style, where he created electronic versions of classical works. But this is his first original composition for a real orchestra. It sounds little like anything Orbit has recorded before.
It was the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, who were fabulous, and it was a big orchestra. You know, we augmented it. I had two harps and two grand pianos and extra percussion and a choir, so it was about 105 people on stage.
But when he reworked the 2007 performance for digital release, he couldn't stay away from the electronics.
Yeah, no, I did add to it, and some of it's not symphonic at all. It's a 50-50 orchestral and my own. You see, on the credits, you'll see all these names for, like, Williams, this orchestra and that orchestra, and that's just a sort of euphemism for me and my virtual world. And sometimes you can tell it's kind of obvious, and other times it's really not.
With that particular British ability to be self-deprecating and self-aggrandizing in the same breath, William Orbit downplays his work.
I wish people would say he's a great composer or a great performer, but they're not. But arrangement and somehow making an ecology of sound that lends itself best to the song is what I do.
Although he's been associated with some of the biggest stars and all of his albums to date have been released on major record labels, for his two new projects, Orbit Symphonic and Strange Cargo 5, he's opted to put his music online.
It's just music. It's like I'm on the street playing, and you can listen if you like.
Street corner music never sounded like this. You can hear William Orbit's latest albums, Strange Cargo 5 and Orbit Symphonic, at SoundCloud.com. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.